Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Tuesday, the 20th of October. I hope everybody is well. Thank you for the nice reports back from yesterday's podcast. We'll keep going and see where we end up in a few months with that. As I say, long-term process, lots of stuff to cover. On mindset, it's sort of a never-ending topic, really. You always can improve and get better. I think we're all glad to see the back of that weekend's football. I think there was only 9 home wins in the 4 top flight leagues out of 39 fixtures, and not many elsewhere. It wasn't a fantastic week. Spurs obviously should have won, but didn't. Not that it's on my mind at all. And I think, I just don't tend to look at results like that day to day, week to week. And, you know, something I've sort of said on here, talking about the guys who follow every game. I just think you drive yourself mad. I think you just commit to something, and I understand it's hard and people want to have an interest, but just not for me. We're all different. It just drives me bananas checking every single result. Go around the twist. Right, today we've got some pod horses. We've got a bit of a recipe. I've done all the midweek ultimate football. I think there's one game in Bundesliga 2, game in Holland, and we've got a championship programme. Still very early days. You know, I looked this morning to see how close the championship was to triggering the Poisson database, and they've only played 5 games. And you sort of think we're in October coming into November. You know, normally we'd be 10-12 games in the championship by now. It's weird old times with COVID and it all getting postponed again. A few more postponements at the weekend. I think we're in for a real tough few months. Sorry to put anybody down, but I think that's where it's going to go. Of course, it is just flu. If you're a complete bell end. It's just flu, but there we go. I won't get into that topic because that's just one I could start having proper rows about with people. Okay, where are we? Horses, let me find those. Right, we got pod horses, only got Kempton today. Got 3 at Kempton this evening. 4:35 Autumn Trail, 5:35 Arcadian Nights, and 7:40 Dubai Welcome. They're all at Kempton, as I say. And 4:35 Autumn Trail is 4.5 currently. Arcadian Nights is 4, and Dubai Welcome 5.6. So again, win and place. Trixie, Patents, whatever you want to do. I will leave those up to you. I have got some other horses. I haven't got any today, but it's got some fantastic stuff coming through that I'm just seeing if it holds up. And then I will be speaking to my old mate, Lee Cowell, I think. Might have a little job there for you, Lee. Sort of thing I don't mind if he can create it. We can share. As I say, I'll leave that running until we get to the Telegram set up in... when are we talking? November the 1st. 10-11 days time. If you haven't got the your name down for the Telegram, I'm going to be sorting it out next week. I've already had a couple of people who have emailed in asking me. I'm not doing anything with it this week. I'll sort it out next week. It is on the FTS blog. If you go to the FTS website, there's a tab at the top for the blog. On that blog, 4 or 5 posts back now, because the podcast goes on there, will be one that says Telegram Trading or something. I can't remember what I called it. You can go there, and details of how to show interest for November Telegram. I'm really looking forward to it. I know people have had some dodgy results. I think the football, what I've got going this year, I think it's going to be fantastic, genuinely. Just want to get the fixtures going and get into it. And I think certainly middle of November onwards we'll be running like a train. So I can't wait myself. Right, so that's the horses. I've done those. Autumn Trail, Arcadian Nights, Dubai Welcome, all at Kempton. Football-wise, I've got one, and that is if it is if there's not been a goal in the second half at FC Os versus Den Bosch tonight. So as long as it's not any other scoreline, a 4-0 or a 4-1 or whatever it is, but if it's from 0-0 to 3-3 and there's not been a goal in the second half by the 70th minute, then lay the relevant score or lay the relevant goal line. So if it was 1-0, you'd lay under 1.5 and drip it in 70, 80 minutes. Os versus Den Bosch at 8 o'clock kickoff tonight. So you'd be looking round about sort of, what, half nine-ish, 20 past, half past nine onwards. That's that one. Did I have... Oh, and Hull AFC Wimbledon as well. Hull AFC Wimbledon, if that's 0-0 on 25 minutes. Drip laying over 1.5 goals. Drip backing, sorry, over 1.5 goals. Hull AFC Wimbledon, 0-0 on 25 minutes. Drip backing over 1.5 goals. And trade on a goal. Hull versus AFC Wimbledon. Right, my little troopers, what else have we got? We have got a we got a recipe and we got a book. I'm going to do some books. I'm not just going to do self-help and gambling books. You know, we're going to do the Mindset Monday and I might then follow that up the next day with a book. But I just like giving books that I've read that I really thought were superb. And, you know, I did things like Catch 22, Adrian Mole. One of the things I can't remember, I don't know whether... get a list of books and recipes I've done on a spreadsheet and then I can just have a quick gander, see what I've done. If you would mind, if you don't mind. I know you're sitting doing nothing. No, I'm not really joking, me old mucker, if you have got time. See how I use the podcast to talk to Art? See, I don't ring him, I just tell him on here and then he listens, see? This is a really poignant book. It does have an effect on you. It's The Kite Runner, Khalid Hosseini. It's just a sort of... It's got a bit of everything in it. It's a bit of, makes you, just gets you thinking. It's quite a painful, heartbreaking, haunting, gripping, devastating, inspiring. It's just a really, really good story about two young guys in Afghanistan when Russia invades, is the time sort of period. It basically relates to the lives of two boys growing up in Kabul, and it's told through the eyes pretty much of one of them, who's the son of a rich guy, but he becomes friends with a servant who's not as educated, a bit more illiterate, etc. It's just a really, really good book. Just one that I really enjoyed. I've actually read it twice. So if you haven't read it and you do like reading novels, The Kite Runner by Khalid Hosseini. It's £4.53 on the Kindle, £6 odd in paperback. And it's just a really, really, it is just, yeah, it's one of those sort of books. Catch 22, for me, is just an unforgettable book. And this is up there with it, The Kite Runner. So there's that one for you. Just those of you who like to read, stop watching the shite, stop listening to the garbage on Twitter and the news and the bollocks that people talk, because that is what it is. I think I should set up my own TV channel, right, and just talk common sense. Just talk plain common sense rather than the bollocks and the flipping, how people want to follow their little conspiracy theories. Honestly, it's absolutely mental, it is. It is mental. People are so blinkered in it these days. I've got my blinkers on. That's what I believe it is. And nothing else is changing my mind. And then they just read everything that backs it up, don't they? Everything that backs it up. Not in the slightest bit interested in what anyone else has got to say. Stunning. Stunning. Anyway, that's the world we live in. Amazing. Amazing. I've just seen there's a book here. I've got to check that. I won't. I'm going to mark that. I'm not going to check it and tell you. It is a perfect book for me to talk about. I don't know whether I've done this one. I can't believe it. I've just seen it and I'm going to I was just looking up the price of the Kite Runner on Amazon, and you know, down below it says books you may like. There's one that it's suggested. I'm going to add that to my reading list. We'll visit that for next week's book. That is a beauty. Oh my God, I just clicked off that Greg drawing that flipping picture with that Lanzini goal. Greg, you're breaking my heart, son. You're breaking my heart. Leave me alone. Right, recipe. I'm going to give you a recipe every week. Obviously, I'm going to try and be seasonal. We're in the winter, so we want good, rustic, warming, wholesome food. Did the brisket one last week. Lovely. I know a couple of you have done that. It's a fantastic recipe. You do need to put celery in it, though, Kevin Kelly. Just adds to it. This one here, this is something we used to have as kids. Don't hear it anymore. I reckon if I asked my boy if he's had this, I bet he would say no. I can't recall us ever making this for our kids, but it's a great meal. Kids love it. It's toad in the hole, but it's a twist on toad in the hole with some honey and mustard onions. And then you just serve it with your usual mash and veg. I like to stir a bit of whole grain mustard into the mash. I sort of have a mustardy mash as well, so when I've cooked it. So really simple to make this. It is really easy. The first thing you want is some decent sausages, but you don't want them separated. You want them where they're joined together. So you want, if you can buy a pack of 8 or 10 sausages, I think even Sainsbury's the best or finest, whatever that range is, they do like 12 chipolatas that you take them out, and they're still, you want the chain of sausages, because what you want to do is untwist all the joins and in effect fill the gaps and create one long sausage, and then roll it up in a coil. I mean, you can actually, if you go to some butchers, they'll do a big coiled sausage for you, but if not, you can just buy that sort of 12 chipolatas, just untwist where all the skin, you know, they twist the skin to separate them, untwist that so you've got it, and then just give it a gentle squeeze around and fill up the whole skin, and then coil it up so that you've got one big long sausage in effect rather than short ones. And if you can get big fat ones to do it, works equally well. So all you do is that is coil it up and then put it in a oven-proof frying pan, skillet, whatever. Drizzle it with some oil and whack it in the oven for about 10, 12, 15 minutes, just until the sausages start to go brown. You may want to take them halfway through and turn it so that you've got brown on both sides. Then when they're brown, after the 10 or 15 minutes, while they're cooking, you want to make your mix for your Yorkshire. So you get 120 grams of plain flour, 3 large eggs, and 275 ml of semi-skim milk. And mix all that up in a jug or bowl with about small, you know, half a teaspoon salt or a good pinch of rock salt. Mix that all up and just set it aside. Really, you could leave that. You could make that first and leave it. I think it tends to come out better if you make it and leave it for half an hour. So perhaps make that first, then get your sausages sorted, then get your sausages in. That's been sitting. Once the sausages are brown, then remove that out of the pan, the sausage. Take the pan out, take the sausage out, just put it on a plate, and then pour your mix, your batter, into the pan and put the sausage then in on top of the mix. So you take the pan out, take the sausage out, pour the mix in while the pan's hot, put the sausage back in, scatter on some rosemary, some thyme, mixed herbs, whatever you want, over the top of it. And whack it back in the oven, and now you're not going to touch it. Leave it for 25-30 minutes completely untouched. You want your oven on about 200, by the way. There, see how we can. I'm not. See, if I did all this written out, we'd be able to read through it. Put the oven on about 200. When you put it in, put it in for like 25 minutes, but do not touch it. Don't open the door, because your pudding and everything will just sink then. While that's in the oven, get a further frying pan and chop up 2 large onions. I use a white and a red, I tend to. Chop those up or slice them thin. Get drop of olive oil in the pan, heat it up, then get the onions in there, good 10 minutes while they're starting to get them to caramelise. Then get a tablespoon of plain flour, drop that into the onions and cook for literally another minute. And then get some English mustard powder, 2 teaspoons of that, and a chicken stock cube, and crumble that in. Once the flour's cooked for a minute, crumble that in, smooth it or stir it all round, and then pour in 0.5 litre of 500ml of water, but pour it in gradually, pour it in, stir a bit, until it starts to go into a sort of smooth stocky sauce. Let that bring to the boil, and then add in a couple of teaspoons of honey and a couple of tablespoons of whole grain mustard. Stir that into the sauce and just cook it for about 5 minutes, just to take it down a little bit. So you've got, cook your onions 10 minutes, sprinkle on tablespoon, 2 tablespoons of flour, just stir that round, cook it for a minute, 2 teaspoons of mustard powder and a chicken stock cube, stir that round, 500ml of water added slowly, just stirring it as you add it so that it turns into a sauce. When it brings to the boil, 2 tablespoons of honey, 2 tablespoons of whole grain mustard, bring it up and bubble that there. So you do that in the 25 minutes that the sausage and Yorkshire is cooking. When that's cooked, take out the sausage and Yorkshire, portion that up, serve the sauce over the top of that, and serve it with some, as I say, some mustard mash. Just boil up some, you know, mash your potatoes, and then when you're doing the mashing process with the butter and salt and pepper, put in some whole grain mustard through your mash, just gives it a nice flavour through the mash. And your veg, for me, I always like to have peas with it. So there you go. Let me know how you get on, those of you who try that one. It is really nice, very cheap, very simple. Probably a lot simpler than I've made it sound there, but it's a lovely meal for the winter, and kids love it. Kids do love it. I think kids love meals with sausages, don't they? Right, that is it. I don't think I've got anything else. No, I haven't. I'm just, as I say, I've got a few bits to do. And I know I've got a few of you, I keep saying it, I've got a few of you I've got to get back to. Dan Williams, if you're listening, I'll call you on Thursday. Alistair, we'll have a Zoom on Thursday. There's just a few other people I need to speak to. So see, if I do this now, it saves me writing a load of emails. But yeah, I will deal with all those people on Thursday, when there's not much football on and I can catch up everything that I'm doing here. Right, have a lovely, lovely little, what is it, Tuesday? You know, don't get too down. We are in a struggling time. But, yeah, don't get yourself down. We'll all get through it. We will eventually all get through it. I doubt, as like Mr. Trump says, there'll be a vaccine by November the 3rd. But hopefully sometime next year they do find something that suppresses this, as opposed to, I don't think they're ever going to get a proper vaccine that wipes it out because it mutates, but they certainly might find some treatment that makes it more livable, hopefully. I know it is very depressing. Sam's getting a little bit down at being sort of housebound again, or looking like being housebound, petrified of getting it, obviously, with having COPD. So it is what it is at the minute. Anyway, enjoy your Tuesday, and I will be back with you tomorrow. And just a reminder, by the way, West Ham fans, you didn't win the game. You're acting as if you won the FA Cup. Old Moyes running on the pitch like he's won the FA Cup. You got a draw. You scraped a draw. You scraped a lucky draw. You're acting like you won a trophy. Just remember your place, honestly.